Uncommon enough that I had to look up sacred harp singing to be sure of what it was. I caught up with a pair of its practitioners in a noisy Portland, Oregon train station. Here's John Berenson.
It's an old Southern hymn tradition that's still alive, and in the last 10, 20 years has broken out of the South and taken root worldwide.
Jessica Beard describes it this way.
The earliest form of American music created by the first European immigrants who came here.
It's a very primal sound, a very large, brash, joyful sound.
It varies in many ways from choir singing, including the fact that they're not really singing for others.
This is not a performative practice. It's for experience rather than for performance.
So the magic isn't in the hearing of it, it's in the singing of it.
Those of us who sing it think so.
John says their gatherings can be quite intense.
150, 200 people in a room singing this at the top of their lungs. Literally, the book in your hand, you know, is shaking, and it's kind of like singing in a tornado.
These two are en route to San Antonio to participate Saturday and Sunday at the Convention of the Texas Sacred Harp Singers at the Coker United Methodist Church.
Singing starts at 9:30. Goes to 3:30. There's a lunch at 12, free lunch. By the way, the lunch itself is legendary. It's the best food known to humankind.
We have more details on the gathering and video of sacred harp singing at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.